That's the Gemara's question. My Talmud, why don't I say rather lohitzi minchas kanim? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says like this, Eizel dover shetzorach shnei miyutim, have a yoymezu mincha mather. Which type of a mincha needs two miyutim? Like we're saying, it says the word oleho and it says the word he, two separate miyutim. So which type of a mincha has two different types to it? It must be a mincha mather taner, a mincha that's baked in the oven, and there are two ways of baking it. Either you could bake it into chalos, or else you could bake it into rikikin. So the pasuk means to say that those two menachos do not need a yitzik of a shemen. Yitzik of a shemen is only on the other menachos, not on a mafer tana. Bashenken, a minchas kanim is only one miut. You would not have to have two miutim. So two miutim only goes in a minchas mafer tana, that taka has two minim, and has the chalos, that has the rikikin. Now the Mishnah says, Mincha Yisrael, when Yisrael brings a mincha that needs a psisa, it has to be cut up and chopped up. In other words, that's like a machvas or a macheshes. So how do they do it? Koyfol echol nishnayim, they fold it over once into two. Ushnayim liyarba, then they fold it over to twice, two into four. They fold it over a second time. And they break the chalas in the makom where it's folded. That's the pasuk of Pasuk Slice of Pitim. They would dash in into two, and then into four. That's the Mishnah says, Umavdu, you break it up into the pieces, into four pieces. Minchas Kahanim, what about a mincha that a Kohen brings? A minchas mafer of a Kohen. It's Kohen Lechol the Shnaim, we fold it over once into two, and then Shnaim Liyabra, two into four. But Vienna Mavdu, here we do not break it. Here we just leave it the way it is. We only fold it over, because Lekai Mitzvah Psisa. We don't have to break it. Why? Because by Minchas Kohen you do not have to make a kemitza. Since there's no kemitza, therefore we do not have to break it. What's going to be Minchas Kohen Mashiach? Let's say the Mincha, the Chavita that a Kohen Gadol brings, L'hoyim Mekafla, you do not have to fold it over. The Gemara says not to fold it over into four, but into two we have to fold it over. Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Ben Besis, he says no, you don't have to fold it over at all. There's no psis at all. Why? Because there's no kemitza. And therefore the klal is, anytime there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. Because all you say the psisa is in order to be able to make a kemitza. Like after you bake it, you have to cut it up into pieces in order to make a kemitza. But by the minchas kahanim, that there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. And v'chulam kizaisim. All these pieces that they chopped them up into the pieces were always the size of a kezayis. In other words, you never have to cut the mincha into a piece smaller than a kezayis. Tana Rabbanan, not like this. Pasayis, the pasuk says, yochol l'shnayim. Maybe just fold it over into two. Talmudim says, pitim. So pasayis says, pitim. E pitim says the word pitim, mashim, a lot of pieces. Yochol, I would have thought to say, yasenu pirurim. You can manage to make it into small pieces. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Oysa. No, it, mashma, has to stay a little bit in the form of a chala. So, Oysa lepsisim, for lepsis lepsisim, I make it into pieces, but not into very, very small pieces. If so, okay, so how does it come out? That minchas Yisrael, that you have to make a kemitza from, klei polech on the shnayim, fold it over twice, or shnayim liyab, and fold it over into four. Or madlin, you cut it there, you break it in the folds. Minchas kanu, minchas mashiach, a mincha b'kohen gadol, hoya mekafla, they fold it over, but they don't have to break it. Ivo, anan tanan, lohoya mekafla, now Mishnah says that minchas kohen mashiach, you don't have to fold it at all. Or merabe true, and the mekafla liyab, you don't have to fold it open to four. Avo mekafla lishnayim, but you do have to fold it open to two, that much you have to. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, minchas kanu, minchas kohen mashiach, ein bem sis, he says no. There's no purpose to fold it over at all. Since you don't have to make a kemitza, you don't have to fold it over. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says like this. Hai chavitza, that's a dish that has some bread inside it. In Poshit, there's a big shout more in Brachas about this. Poshit's talking about the nanufos in a frying pan, Rosh is cooking it up, that you have, let's say, a dish. It's a tafshul. Shakur and Chalke Rashi says, Shemefarim bo pas, that you crumb up the pieces of bread you put in here, like a soup, that you put the bread inside it. So it depends. The yis bo perurim kazayis. If there are pieces the size of a kazayis, see, even though you're cooking it or you're frying it, mevorchen aleha moitzin lechem inoritz. It still retains its form of a lechem. It still has the bracha of a moitzin. You have to make a bracha. But he left bo perurim kazayis. Let's say cut it up into smaller pieces. The pieces are not the size of a kazayis. And echnami, now since you cook it up or you fry it, it loses its shame ha-moitzi, and rather mevorchen aleha boramini mezainis. There's a question more by French toast, but usually there the pieces are the size of kazayis or samatzi and make a matzah kugel. So it depends. If the pieces are left on the kazayis and you cook it, then you don't have to make a moitzi and you only make a boramini mezainis. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, Mino aminu, how do I know this yisoid? That even though you're cooking it up or you're frying it, if it still has the size of a kazayis, you still have a moitzi. The tiny will learn like this. Ho ye oimed o makriv menachas yushlayim. A kohen that's coming and bringing menachas in yushlayim. Is oimed the first time the kohen brings it, he says, shech yonu v'kimonu. Makes the shech yonu. Or some says it goes on the bailim, he makes the shech yonu. The Israel makes the shech yonu. Now, notlon lochlon, let's say when the kohen takes this mincha to eat it, the shirayim is nechol kahanim. So it says, Omer says he makes clearly how moitzi lechem in oritz. Utnan is still within our Mishnah, the kulam sisa the kazayis. All the pieces were made into a kazayis. And vice versa, the question is though, true, it's in a kazayis. But who says they cooked it up again? The chur of the mnacha didn't cook up again. They only put shemen over it. So maybe that's considered like it was fried again in shemen. That's a little bit of shalom over here. But Avada, we're talking about where it was at least fried or cooked up afterwards. So it's mashman, no matter what you do with it later, still you have to make hamoitzi. So as long as the pieces are the size of the kazayis, you have to make hamoitzi. Omulei Abayis, Abayis, the question is so, on the Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, the Yoma that his shita is, Mefarchen Hashem Achzirun Leselis, no, you like, the menachas, after you bake it, you have to like crumb it up, mamish into small pieces, into like back the flour, so mamish the crumbs. Hochinam, according to him, you want to tell me, Le Mevarchen Hamoitzi, you don't have to make Hamoitzi since the pieces are left in the kazayis. So Chitem, maybe you tell me, Hochinam, yes, it's true, according to him, you don't have to make Hamoitzi. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya will learn, Likat Mikulon Kezayis, if you collected together pieces and you made it into a Kezayis, Ve'ochlon Yedit, Se'im Chametzu Oynes Koros, Yechayev Koros, on Pesach. Im Matzu, Vitzmat, Odin Yosef Echwasim a Pesach. And Avada, the Bracha, still Amoy Selechem in Oretz. Says, even though the small pieces are still a Samoytzi. Samor says, no, Hokumayas Kinon, Bishirson. That the small pieces of the flower like, Samorit, Zokumayas Kinon, Bishirson. Means after you broke it down, you again kneaded it together and baked it over again. For the Gemara Yochi is so hanging the Tony Law, it says on this, Vushokla Mechachil's Pras, Vibishirson, Shaochlo mi boyle. If you kneaded it together again, eating it together. What's Lashon of Vushokla and Mashmi ate the pieces? That yeast, you have to eat the Kazayas worth of the pieces, Mechachil's Pras. How long will it take you to eat a half a loaf of bread? But if it's talking about you baked it back into one big loaf of bread again, so it should have said if you ate from it the kazayis, not if you ate the pieces of kazayis. Ela rather, hokum as kinam, the bom lechem god, the kubi, there's no proof. Avad here is talking about that there's still a big lechem here. And just you cut up pieces of it. It's like half of it you cut up into pieces. But since the main bread is still in one piece, therefore these pieces still go after the main piece of bread and still considered to make hamoitzi. But it could be if you cut up the whole piece of bread into small pieces, maybe an echanami, maybe then you would not make hamoitzi, maybe you would not be yotz of the mitzvah's matzah. The Gemara Slakopon, my hevelo, what's the maskana over here? Rav Sheshi Sama, yes, hafilu pirurin, shame them kazayis. Even though the pieces are less than a kazayis, still you have to make hamoitzi. Omar Rav, it says, but the klal is, vudiko torista denam olayu. That's only if the pieces still look like bread. And avada, the maskana sapoiskim is, we're talking about here, that you're cooking it up in water. Avada, just some pieces of bread, no matter how small the crumbs are, avada is left in the kamoitzi lechem in oritz. No matter how small the crumbs of matzah or of chametz are. But here again, we're talking about either you fried it or you cooked it. So the klal is like this, that if the pieces are left in the kazayis, when do we still make hamoitzi? Only if it still has to reach the denama, means left to look like bread. You can still tell it looks like bread. It has toya maris lechem on it. Mashenkin, if you cook it up and it doesn't look like bread anymore, it looks like a kugel now, then you would not have to make hamoitzi. Then you only make a boramini mezainis. But if the pieces have the size of a kazayis, then at all times, you always have to make hamoitzi lechem min horitz. All right, we'll stop here.